Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 924. Our topic is mindset and the title is Spending Your Time Wisely. I was talking recently with somebody about this concept and I've kind of expanded on it in my own mindset over a little time, just kind of thinking through this concept, elaborating, kind of more so developing it as it pertains to my life. I like sometimes when you get like a nugget of information or a concept, you can often get that from quotes. I send out motivational quotes to clients every morning, and that basically reinforces that I look up these quotes and kind of create little additive comments to them. So it's actually motivating for me because I look them up all the time and I do all the legwork for it. So in a sense, it's forcing me to do motivation and to do deeper thinking in life, which I love. So it's actually not really forcing. I enjoy doing it, but it makes sure that I keep up with that. So a concept that came up recently was that time doesn't have equal value. And it made me think even deeper about the ways in which I spend my time. So all of us, our time is finite. We only have a certain amount. We can't get any more of it. But we can do more with the time that we have. So I wanted to think through in my life, am I getting the most for the time that I'm spending? So let's think of an example. Would be is kind of the difference of how time doesn't have equal value is the way in which we spend time at night versus the way in which we spend time in the morning. So when we spend time at night, we kind of don't really think much of it. Once we get tired enough that productive thoughts leave our mind, we stop thinking about what else we can do, and we're just like, oh, freaking, I'm too tired for this. I'm just going to sit on the couch. So when we get to that stage, what are we really doing with our time at that point? What are we getting in return for it? So we don't really think anything of watching 10-15 minutes of cat and dog videos on Instagram, maybe gym fail videos, whatever people watch. we don't think much of that. It might be 10 to 15 minutes for some people. It might be a half hour, it might be an hour, it might be 2 hours for some people. But how long do you spend staring at a screen? A screen that doesn't really have any valuable return into your life. Now, one of the hobbies I've always had, even when I was younger, I started doing it when I was 15, 16 years old, was I would spend my free time either watching videos or reading about training and nutrition. It's something I've always found interesting. So when I was 15, 16, 17, we didn't have internet, but we could go to Walmart and I'd get the monthly magazines. I'd get, men's fitness, muscle and fitness, eventually got muscular development. I'd read all those magazines front to back, usually within the first day, and then I'd have to wait the rest of the month for the next edition. But I would enjoy spending my free time learning more about training and nutrition. And then when we got internet, I would watch videos all the time. So I will train people. I remember whenever I first started Brutal Iron Gym, I was training people 10 to 12 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and then I was training an additional 5 to 7 hours on Saturday, and that's all face-to-face training. So I would train people maybe 5 or so hours in the morning, and then I'd have a 2-hour break where I would drive to actually Moe's Southwest Grill, and I would get a big burrito. And I would just watch a video on my phone as I ate my burrito. I'd try to take a 10-15 minute nap in my car, in the backseat of my car. And then I'd drive back to the gym and train the afternoon and evening people. And I used to laugh because I would train people for 5 hours. And I knew that I had another 5 to 7 hours of training to do after that. But what did I watch when I would eat my food? I'd watch training and nutrition videos. What did I watch when I got home? I didn't pay for cable TV, so I would just watch training and nutrition videos. It was something that I enjoyed doing, and I'm lucky that I enjoyed it because it helped me just amass an enormous amount of experience with information. So there are several YouTube channels that I've watched that have over 1,000 videos per YouTube channel, and I've watched every single one. So it's something I've enjoyed doing, I love doing, and it's something that does give back to my life. But there are also times where I just want to watch a, like a stand-up comedian on Netflix. There's times where maybe Meredith and I will go through, you know, some seasons of Grey's Anatomy as we're doing some work. And sometimes there's value, but sometimes there's not, other than the value of just having a mental release, other than the value of getting a laugh, other than the value of just spending time with Meredith. But even if the content of what I'm doing doesn't have value, say what I'm watching, I mean, have value, I make sure that what I'm doing does. So, for example, I might be watching a show that doesn't really educate me on anything, but the value of sharing that time with Meredith is important to me. So I always think through, and it's kind of been a natural thing for me, is to think of what am I getting in this moment? What am I doing in this moment that's going to help either my present or help my future? How can this impact the people I love? How can this impact myself? So often at night, we do think nothing of watching 10, 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes or an hour of videos that we don't really pay attention to. And most people don't pay attention to whether it's good quality time with people they love or whether they're getting anything from it. But we don't think anything of wasting that time at night. But the next morning, when our alarm goes off, almost all of us contemplate what we would give up for 5 extra minutes of sleep. You know, it's okay if I'm a little bit late to work. You know, we try to think of, I think why I laugh at myself is, if there was a game I used to play with people, is if you got 3 wishes, what would you wish for? And one of my wishes would be the ability to start and stop time. And literally the main use I would have of it is just to stop time in the morning so I could sleep more. But we don't think anything of hitting the snooze for, you know, 10 minutes or 5 minutes, or I've even set my alarm for 2 minutes later. So I'll wake up, say, oh, screw this, I'm so tired, but I have to get out of bed. Dang, I'm just going to put it for 2 minutes and I'll just close my eyes. And then somehow I fall asleep within 2 minutes and it wakes me right back up. But we think of time in the morning as so much more valuable than we think of time in the evening. The value of time at night is cheaper than the value of time in the morning. We're not spending our time wisely in the evenings, but we are aware of the value of our time in the mornings. So we need to carry over that morning feeling a little more into the rest of our life. Another example we have is the way we value time spent for ourselves versus time spent on others. We'll think nothing of watching a 2-hour movie that we won't remember next week. But if somebody asks us for help with a project, and that's not really our thing, we don't really want to do it. If somebody wants to tell us about their day, and you're tired and you're worn out, and you just don't want to hear about somebody else's day, we don't want to do it. If somebody wants to ask you questions, they want to help organize some things. If you just have people asking of your time, and it isn't naturally things that you find interesting, we don't want to do it. So we'll give up 2 hours watching a movie we won't remember, but we don't even want to do 10 to 15 minutes of helping somebody if it's something that we don't really feel like doing. We feel frustrated, angry, annoyed. We have a heightened value of that time spent because somebody else is asking us to spend it into a way that's important for them, but not necessarily important for us. Our time spent on our things versus our time spent on other people's things. We tend to value the minutes more if somebody's asking us for our time than we value the minutes that we would spend on whatever we want to do. And it's often irrespective of, like, kind of what the time is being spent on. But this is something we want to think of. We think of the value of time differently, depending on the time of the day, the situation we're in, how we feel in the moment. We don't treat time equally. But should we? Should we be more aware of the value of our time? What value do you give your time? So I am only 37 years old, although I think that's like, part of me thinks it's young and part of me thinks it's old, because part of me thinks it's young as in I just want to be young. And part of me thinks it's old because I think of how much time, like how much I could have done with the time that I've had, given what I know now. Now, I know it took me 37 years to get to know what I know now. But I do also think of, man, those years that I wasted. The time that I could have spent wiser. So I'm only 37 years old, but I do have a feeling of awareness of how short life really is. Of how precious time really is. So too often I hear people talk about, oh, you know, this is getting in the way, or this, I'll do it after that, or, you know, this is always my struggle. And they'll complain about the things that they want versus the actions that they do. And there seems to be a delay in which the actions are addressed. They say what they want. They even know how to adjust for it. But they don't. And I think in my mind is, what the hell is wrong with you? You don't have more time. What you want to accomplish has a countdown of days in which you can accomplish it. There is no more time later. The time you have now is only the time that you will have. So I think to myself is, how am I spending my time? I want to spend my time giving of the gifts that I believe I have to offer, which is my love and my knowledge. Anything that gets in the way of me doing one of those two things bothers the hell out of me, more so than it probably should, but it bothers me. Now, I enjoy my life, and I take time to smell the roses, and I understand that you can't go balls to the wall about everything, and I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that there's awareness of time being spent and what is the value I'm getting from it. So if I spend a day away from work, spending time, say, for example, with Meredith, I love that I'm just with Meredith. I don't even care what we do. I really don't. I just enjoy being with her. And that's good enough for me. But due to this awareness of what am I getting for the time I'm spending? Am I spending it with someone I love? Am I spending it on something I love that can help other people? If it doesn't do one of those two things, it freaking annoys the crap out of me. And because of this awareness, I feel like I have a good drive each day to be my best and continue to better my best. I want what I do to be an investment, either into another person's life, for example, these podcasts, training a client, lending a listening ear to someone I love if they want to talk about their day and their struggles. Can I be there for them? I also want my time to be an investment into my future. And that can be working out, eating a healthy meal. Actually, I enjoy listening to podcasts. So I make a podcast every day, but I also like listening to audiobooks and podcasts. And I listen to a lot of just business development and personal development books. Those are the only two things I listen to, the only two categories. I just want my time to be spent on something that matters. I am always wanting to improve my awareness of value of time. I'm not saying, you know, I'm amazing at any of this. It's just, I'm aware that if I'm spending my time on something, what am I getting for it, since I don't have any more time? My numbers of days are counted. My numbers of hours and minutes and seconds are counted. They will eventually end. What will I have done with them? Will I have done something that mattered? Will I have done something that allowed me to be my best? To help the most people, to help the best people in terms of who God trusted in my life to be it within my realm of influence. I want to be sure that I'm getting the most for my money, so to speak. If I have to do something I don't like, or do something I don't deem to be directly valuable, then I try my damnedest to try to find value to it. So I'll listen to a podcast while I cook or do dishes, or one of my 15 daily checklist, like things that I have every day that will help me live my best life. One of my 15 is acts of service. So I believe I'm a Christian. I believe in God. And one of the things I think that he asks us to do is to help our fellow man. And I just want to be helpful to people. And if I have to do something that I'm like, crap, I don't really want to do this. It doesn't invest into somebody I love. It doesn't help me help like the greater cause of the planet. It's just some stupid menial task that means nothing to me. I'll chalk it off as a act of service for God. So that way I at least feel like there's some value to it. So that is horrendous, and I don't know if I should even be admitting this out loud, but literally that category is just if I had to do something that day that annoyed me, but it was good to do even though I didn't want to do it, I just check that up as a act of service to God. So it at least gives some value to that moment, making sure that I'm fulfilling my role as a good person, a Christian. Now, that's hysterical that I just said I'm a good person. Meanwhile, underneath, I'm annoyed that I have to do the things. So feel free to judge me. But I'm trying to get better. So the idea is I try to be as aware as I can about the value of my time. And what I'd like to ask of you is, are you doing the same? Does what you spend your time on make your life better? Does it make you happier in the long run? Does it invest into your future? Does it invest into someone you love? What results are you getting for the time you're spending? What value are you placing on your time? Are you spending your time meaninglessly, carelessly? Are you spending your time like we typically do at night, wasted on meaningless experiences? Or do you value your time? Are you spending it like we typically do in the morning, trying to squeeze out every last minute? Ask yourself, of the things you commonly do each day, what value am I getting from this? Can I get more? Is there something I have to do, but can I get more while doing it? So I bring up the example all the time, but it's a good illustration of listening to a podcast while I do dishes and cook food, or do the laundry, or do household chores. Meredith and I have a power hour every Sunday where I'll put some kind of fun music on Spotify on my cell phone and we'll do laundry or dust the bedroom or clean up something around the house that got behind during the week. We put on some music. We enjoy the moment together. If I'm by myself, I'll listen to a podcast. But how can I get more from that experience if I have to do it? Think that through for yourself. Is there something you do every day that you don't really like to do? You don't really find an additional value to it other than the basic needs it covers. Can you get more from that time? And ask yourself, is there something I do on a regular basis that doesn't best invest into my future, that doesn't best invest into someone I love? Is there something I do on a regular basis that is spending my time, but I'm not getting much for it? Can I replace it with something better? Sometimes, when I've talked to people every now and then in the past about things like this, it can feel like it creates a lot of pressure. They'll say, I have enough stress in my life, I don't need to be thinking of this. Well, where do you think some of that stress comes from? We all would probably report that we have more to do than we have time to do it. Well, does what you do use your time wisely? Are there things that you spend time on that don't have direct benefit to your life? It's worth looking at this. It's worth considering it. If you take the time to think through how you spend your time, you can get more from your time. So I'll leave you with these thoughts, and you can kind of ponder it on your own. But I do hope you consider it and think through how you're spending your time. Of the things you commonly do each day, what value are you getting from them? Are they investing into your future? Are they investing into someone you love? Are you spending your time wisely? Okay. Well, if you have any questions or any needs, or if there's any other thing you want to ask, just reach out. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I do actually help people with kind of like daily schedules and how to just spend their time a little more wiser and add some accountability. So if you want any questions or if you need anything, you want any help, just let us know. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. So I appreciate you investing the time of listening to this podcast. And I want to make sure that if you want change in your life, that we're here to support that. So if you need anything at all, email us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Well, if you like today's podcast, click like. If you think it's helpful, please share it. The more people we share the podcast with, it is significant because it allows us to help more people. If you like the information we present in the podcast, you can find more on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Awesome. Well, if you need anything at all, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.